A group of leading Democrats, including the state's two senators and their pair of U.S. House members, as well as all 10 Democratic state senators and most of the party's large delegation to the state House of Representatives, are forming an organization to qualify President Biden as a write-in candidate for the still unscheduled Democratic presidential primary. Mr. Biden is choosing to bypass New Hampshire because the state did not agree with the new Democratic National Committee presidential primary scheduling recommendations. Though the show of internal Democratic strength is a positive for the Biden campaign, their move also increases the stakes for the New Hampshire primary. Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips is a candidate and will secure a ballot position. Therefore, the pressure would be on the Biden write-in effort to defeat Phillips. Otherwise, the president's national campaign would begin with a major political black eye. New Jersey First Lady Tammy Murphy may be joining the U.S. Senate race. Rumored to be a candidate once the scandal involving incumbent Democratic Senator Bob Menendez broke, Ms. Murphy had not taken any official step to create a formal campaign. Earlier in the week, that changed as she filed a senatorial exploratory committee with the Federal Election Commission, but stopped short of declaring her candidacy. An announcement may be coming in the next couple of weeks. Ms. Murphy may have a difficult time in the Senate Democratic primary. Senator Menendez, though faring poorly in early polling, has not indicated he will resign or retire. Congressman Andy Kim immediately announced his Senate primary entry upon the Menendez indictment becoming public and has jumped out to an early lead. Additionally, Governor Phil Murphy had a close call for re-election in 2021, meaning the Murphy family is likely weakened within the Democratic voting base. Finally, Ms. Murphy has never been a candidate and starts well behind Representative Kim, despite having name identification. An early October Data for Progress poll showed Mr. Kim leading an entire proposed candidate field, including Senator Menendez, by a large margin. Ms. Murphy stood at just 4% support. Important elections are forthcoming on Tuesday. Governor's races in Kentucky and Mississippi lead the ticket. Incumbents Andy Beshear, a Democrat, and Republican Tate Reeves are fighting to win a second term in the Bluegrass and Magnolia states, respectively. The Virginia state legislative elections are also drawing national interest as Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin attempts to expand his influence in the legislature. Each of these races could have national implications. Should Republicans do as well as they did in the Louisiana all-party primary in October, a precursor for 2024 could be set. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.